Imagine thinking, though, that because you work behind the scenes in this machine that cranks out the most demonic and diabolical, quote, laws and policies imaginable, you're never elected to anything. You never have to put your face out there publicly. And yet you're sitting there within feet of actual fire, raw political power. What did these people do to earn these positions, someone might ask? They blanked their way in. Now, as Angelo Codevilla describes it in The Ruling Elite FA, back in the day, in 2011, most of them, this is hereditary stuff here. There's a bunch of nepotism going on here. You're born into a family that has direct access, and all you have to do is say the right things, eat with the right people, swear your life to Satan, and bam-o, you're in. Pretty easy stuff. It's not a healthy environment. The story continues now, again, reading from American Greatness, Morning Greatness, Kamala's office described as an abusive environment by Liz Shield. It's not a place where people feel supported, but a place where people feel treated like Pence. New listeners are going, Pence? Yeah. Wherever the smelly excrement stuff is, just replace Pence. Just use Pence. Because that's him. Pence. It sure sounds like a mess over there. Moving along. On Wednesday, the demon-controlled House of Representatives voted to create a select witch hunt committee, dedicated to investigating the QAnon white supremacist racist MAGA soldiers who attempted to overthrow the United States government with selfie sticks. The vote broke out on party lines, except for, and this is a good one, who would vote with Nazi Pelosi and the Democrat Party? Go ahead, take a guess. I'll give you three guesses, and the first two, no, oh, you said Liz Cheney, okay, all right. Darth Vader's daughter. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. The Democrats needed to create the select committee because the Senate GOP blocked an independent bipartisan commission. I don't understand what is there actually to study here. Well, there isn't anything to study here, but this is what will take the place now. The commissions that were appointed by Pelosi to study Russiagate. Russia. And it'll keep the Democrats busy all summer and well into the fall. Keeps Trump at arm's length too, supposedly. The Democrats need to keep this issue alive because they need to distract from their policy failures. They need to convince the public there is a legitimate violent threat to public safety by crazed Trumpaloos. They need the public to believe they are in danger so the federal government can expand their power to more efficiently eradicate political opposition to the techno-oligarchy that now runs our country. The select committee will include 8 people selected by Nazi Pelosi and 5 selected by Frank Luntz's roommate, Kevin McCarthy. According to the Hill newspaper, and the panel's investigation could easily spill into next year, while both parties are gearing up for the midterm elections, an outcome that Republicans wanted to avoid with the commission proposal. So the committee is an important campaign tactic as well. We've been here, we've seen this with the sham impeachment and the Russia collusion hoax investigations. This is how the government spends your tax dollars. Well, it's not a government at all. It is a confederacy, as John Kennedy O'Toole wrote. It is a confederacy of dunces. But they control the lever. But miniature play, they have all the power. Political power is not all the power. We still have the power of faith and family, prayer. And if you're Catholic and you have a daily devotion to Our Lady and St. Joseph and the Holy Family, power of the rosary. And that's a weapon. You know, it's what a supreme irony. All they can talk about and think and dream about is disarming us. Because to them, the only weapon is one that you can wield on the streets, in a forest, or on a battlefield. Shoots bullets and what have you here. That's a weapon. You see how the rosary and prayer, it's not even on their radar screen. Now, they know that she exists. They don't deny her. Some people listening out there, they may deny her, but the Democrats, with their demonic sponsors whispering in their ears, they don't deny her. But they don't have all power. That's the mistake. That's the pride, because they think they're in complete control. God has other designs. What is this breaking news? This is breaking news. An emergency alert has just been issued in New Tenochtitlan City. NYC is urging all households and businesses to immediately limit energy usage to prevent power outages as the intense heat continues. Please avoid the use of energy-intensive appliances such as washers, dryers, and microwaves. Limit unnecessary use of air conditioning. So now you have, now let's look at where this heat wave is prostrating people on the ground. Washington State, Oregon State, they say parts of Montana, California. There's also a drought in California, which I think is probably more related to the mismanagement of actual water resources and other resources like forests that do contribute directly to a giant climate cycle in the north, in California and the Pacific Northwest. And of course, you're not allowed to do controlled burns. You're not allowed to water certain fields. Complete riverbeds are now completely dry. Why? Because it's been dammed up river to protect some stupid snail darter fish or something other like that. Well, wait a minute. These are the places where human sacrifice is most practiced. In Washington State, you can get a physician to give you a couple of pills to kill yourself. In Oregon State and California, ditto. You can practice the grisly art of late-term abortions in those streets. You can practice the grisly, diabolical art of euthanasia of the elderly and the sick in those states. Homosexuality, name your perversion, is played out on the streets. Who is an enemy in those states? Well, okay, like Chesterton says, you want to see what something is, look at what it's aligned against. Look at its enemy. Faith and family. It's gotten so bad in Washington State that the entire eastern part of the state is trying to leave and join Idaho. They don't want anything to do with the rest of the high priest human sacrifice nutbags in any of those wretched cities up there. And it's a shame. It's a beautiful part. The Pacific Northwest is simply stunning in its appearance. Where else are we seeing this heat wave prostrating all these people to the ground? Well, God couldn't get them on the ground, but apparently a heat wave can. New Tenochtitlan. What did they do in New Tenochtitlan? Executed 10, 12, 15,000 seniors, right? To the Corona Doom. What had they done before that? Cuomo Quadlet signed a bill in 2019, remember in January of 2019, proclaiming New Tenochtitlan State as an abortion sanctuary state. We're not just talking up to 15 weeks or anything like that. We're talking up to before the day of birth in New Tenochtitlan. Maybe there's something else going on here. My church show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. We got a great special going for you in the Founders Trading Post at mikechurch.com/shop. The famous Liberty Pack, which we do every end of June, early July. This year we edited it just a little bit. It's a great deal. I should put my Trump voice on. Talking about American independence, it's a great deal. Those are beautiful CDs. I love the story. Road to Independence, two CD set, the original that started Founding Father Films and started this all back on July the 4th, 2007, when we took over the Sirius XM Patriot Channel for the entire day. Actually, they told us to take it over. We will actually do that on Monday. On Monday, we will repeat 2007, including 8-year-old Madison and Reagan Church doing your countdown to the rebroadcast. Get the original two CD set, The Spirit of 76, on a three CD set. That gives you about 5 hours of American history goodness to listen to, all produced and recorded, directed by yours truly, plus a pocket constitution, plus a little R Republican bumper sticker, all for just $59.95. That's what it's worth. Strike that. Today through July 6, $17.76. It's on the homepage at mikechurch.com. It'll make a great gift for someone if you already have one. Go get as many as you want. Again, mikechurch.com/shop. Check out the Liberty Pack. And while you're there, stock up on Abbey Roast and our brand of gourmet coffee, cappuccino dark roast and whole grind or whole bean and then grind. We also now have Twin Pikes. Very, very small batch roasted coffee from our friend Ryan Cornell. Talk about some good stuff there. Plus El Rey Duke Corona Cigars. By the by, there's never been an overstock.com situation like we have today with the Little Bayou Rosaries rosaries. Check those out as well while you're there. MikeChurch.com/shop. So this is from Electroverse.net. AccuWeather meteorologist, global warming is not to blame for a northwest heat wave. Record heat has fallen across the Pacific Northwest this week, which has led the usual suspects to proclaim this is global warming, climate crisis, terrifying terra firma broiling, etc., etc. However, AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg is on the record as saying that anthropogenic, that's man-caused, global warming is not to blame here, risking a backlash from his bosses and from those faceless elites on high. Lundberg very reasonably states, I just think that right now we're seeing a very unusual pattern across most of the northern hemisphere where there's a lot of extremes. Now, what else are the extremes that are there? I just told you. Human sacrifice is going on there. Lawlessness. A complete and utter rejection of God. In every way imaginable. Minotaur, play the youth and the god is guarding the Pacific Northwest. Would you blame him? Look, I'm asking for a friend. Would you blame him? And then downstream along the eastern seaboard, we're also seeing another upper-level ridge. By the by, guess who's not getting broiled? The states that make up the old Confederacy. You know, all those states that passed those laws against the maiming and killing six-week gestating babies? I'm looking at the satellite image, and it's all blue and purple there. It's cold. You get up into the abortion belt, though, and, different story. Latest GFS run, sea temperature, this is the calamitous Earth baking syndrome, the likes of with the WP and BBC keep bleating about. There is only ever one side of the climate story corrupted institutions such as these report on, and that's heat. They never want to talk about the cold, is his point. This week in 1901, Nuttenochtitlan was shut down as extreme heat brought much death and much suffering. So here's a archive of the New York Times, because at that time it was New York. Saturday, June the 29th, 1901. Here's the headline. Heat brings death and much suffering. Life rendered almost unbearable in the tenement districts. Great distress among the horses. Hundreds revel in the streams from fire hoses. And then he gives the rest of the story. And then underneath that is a Chicago sizzles and then Boston swelters. So that's in 1901. That's 120 years ago.